Psalms 109. You're going to be challenged in every one of those areas this year, I guarantee it. Every one of those are critical for your next step. You're going to be challenged in every single one of them. Don't be weak. Say, don't be weak. If you screw up, get yourself cleaned up, washed up, keep going. Amen. Because you ain't perfect. You're never going to be perfect in this life. That ain't no excuse to be doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff. But if you find yourself there, then you get yourself cleaned up. Right? When you take a shower, unless something is physically wrong with you, you wash yourself. I think. Right? So when it comes down to impurities in your life, you clean yourself. You come to the Father. You confess your faults. He's faithful and just to forgive you. And in this case, he'll cleanse you. Right? And then you just keep going again. But if you fall off the horse, get back up and get the ride. Say, ride on, rider. So in Psalms 109 and 4, this is David. David says, for my love, they are my adversaries. What do you think that means? Sometimes your biggest critics and your biggest accusers and the people who do the most to you are the people that you was loving on the most. To be the worst ones. And then give credit to somebody for almost nothing. And you say, boy, I've been with you. I done did this. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that God was telling you to do it, you could run down a whole gamut off of a list. And they up there praising somebody who gave them a tic-tac. They wasn't doing you no favor because they gave you a tic-tac. You was melting their hair. And the person that was blessing you and trying to sustain you and keep you said, we should be conscious of who we blessing and who we trying to attack. But this is what David do. David says, but I give myself unto, if not, you can flip on people. You can flip on people quick. And when you flip on them, what's happening? You ain't in control. The devil in control. Father, think through my mind, speak through my mouth, that your people be edified, you be glorified after hearing the word of truth. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I ask for utterance and the anointing. I ask for you to do what only you can do in Jesus' name. Amen. Give somebody a high five before you sit down, because some of y'all just bucking to sit down, and tell them, say, you don't want to sit today with your sleepy self. It's good. As soon as you sit down, you ate a ton of bacon and all that hash browns and stuff this morning, come up in church. You're supposed to be fasting after church anyway. And I ate 5 Pop-Tarts on the way to church. Blood sugar, glucose, high. So, it's dead, I guess. I get to use my finger. So God's plan is what for us? His plan is for us to live through him. Live to him through the spirit of prayer. Live with him through prayer. This is probably purity, prayer power. This is probably one of the most unutilized tools in the whole body of Christ. You would be shocked at the people who pray, prophesy, and do all manner of things and never talk to God. Ain't got no prayer life. Don't want one. Too busy. And it's probably one of the most underutilized things in the body. I don't know if it's being rejected because, make them sit down and stop talking, because people look at other people. So the comparison tool that y'all were talking about in Sunday school, when you compare yourself to another person, especially if they functioning at a high level, they don't have to come down to appease you. But if you focus on them too much, then you will feel incapable of ever attaining that. But you should, I didn't say anything, you should have a benchmarker. You should have something where you're watching people, because the watching is you learning. The watching is how you evolve. The watching is an important part of you having the confidence to do it. And the scriptures talked about, and there used to be, and maybe it's coming back, there used to be people say the wailing women, people who would, you know, cry out, really from a place of agape love, meaning that it's unconditional. Yeah, you ate up, but they still want to see you saved. Yeah, you wronged their daughter, but they still want to see you saved. And they willing to sacrifice for you some. You ever had somebody later you found out was fasting for you while you was in your mess and you didn't even ask them? You brought nothing to their table because they're functioning from a place of agape love. And so living through the Spirit, this is how you get to God. He plans for us to live. If you're going to live with him, it's through the Holy Spirit, through your spirit. That's how you're going to do it. So what does that look like? Living through the Spirit means that you don't have to force prayer. There's nothing wrong with you having a prayer time, but that ain't necessarily all there is to it. There are times where you in a full place, you can't drop to your knees, and I guess you can if you want to. Some things it ain't even conducive to. You at work, them people going to fire you. If God told me to do it, I'm going to do it right. Them people going to fire you because you spooking their customs. But you can still, in your mind, you can be in a place with God and still be talking about that $16.48. Exchanging change with a person, and the whole time God is exchanging his thoughts with your thoughts. So it ain't this place where it's forced. But what you're saying is that, say, God, I'm always available. God, I'm always available. On the way home, I'm available. On the couch, I'm available. Wherever that I'm, say, I'm available to you. And what this does is that it helps you filter your emotions. Do you know why? You know why a lot of people have diarrhea of the mouth? Because they don't know how to filter. And you reckon your relationship because you can't control your mouth. You can't control your mouth because you ain't got no prayer life. I ain't talking about you talking to God. I'm talking about dialogue. If you ain't heard nothing, God is waiting for you to shut up so he can talk. And so you have this runoff, this fluid flowing from your mouth all the time because you have not yielded yourself to God in prayer. Say, this is a good day to do it, though. This is a good day. You can do it right where you're sitting right now. So it helps you filter your emotions and filter your frustrations. It'll help you when you're trying to reach other people, you especially like you come to church. Let me just park right here. Because a lot of you don't pray enough, and you are prime, because I'm hearing it, you're prime candidate for offense. Everything offending you around here now, because you ain't got no prayer life. Everything's offending you. Yeah. I wonder why. When you go into a conversation, you go in looking for the offense. You waiting for somebody to say something wrong. I wonder why. Because had you had a prayer life, God would have told you, if you wasn't going to read the Bible, that you ain't wrestling and fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness. But you won't do nothing about the devil. You only want to jump on people. You won't deal with him. So this living through your spirit is where it helps you watch this. It helps you shape your decisions. You don't find yourself in uncompromising positions because God shapes my decisions. You don't find me in and out of relationships or even jobs. Why? Because God shapes my decisions. Not the public opinions of men. Many people are confused because, brother, they run their mouth and they ask too many questions from other people about their life. And men are shaping their decisions rather than God shaping their decisions. Preachers are shaping people, not preaching the gospel. I'm talking about every 5 minutes, somebody calling me. What? Not me personally, because I go dark sometimes. I'm dark right now. Every 5 minutes, talking about what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? What have you asked God? No, well, ask God. I'm working out my own soul salvation, just like you working out yours. I'm trying to make decisions. Just like they call their parents every 5 seconds. I wonder what they're going to do when they dead. And they're going to die. And you're going to learn what it's like to live without a person and without a person praying for you. Because a lot of us, my mama prayed for me. Yeah, because you don't pray for yourself. But how are you going to live when they are dead? What you going to do then? You better have your own stuff worked out. I say you better have your own stuff. People relying on these sorry preachers, you better have your own stuff worked out. So I'm available to you, God. It helps you make your decisions because you consistently talking with God. That's why Paul said, it's in him that I live, I move, I have my being. It's in him that I live, I move, I have my being. It's in him that I live because of Christ. It is in him I live, I move, I make my decisions based off what God say. And that's how I got to live too. That's how you got to live. What is the point? Sometimes you should come to church and all you is being taught. You ain't looking for a word. You got a word. Why? God has shaped my decisions Monday through Saturday, Sunday morning. I ain't looking for no word. I'm looking to get some understanding, maybe some clarity, but I ain't looking for you to shape me today. Meaning every week you shouldn't have a problem. Some of you getting ready to walk in a high level of peace right now. God going to see to it. Because you really trying to follow God right now. You know who I'm talking to. You're taming your tongue a little better this year. Meaning that you're learning how to shut up and stop asking other people's opinion. Don't tell me nothing about my man because you ain't got no man and you done lost 17 men. I ain't looking for your instructions. Work on your own stuff. So the Bible, David is saying, David says, David is talking and he says that in Psalm 109:4, he has possessed this or cultivated intense prayer with God over his life. He wasn't always on the mountaintop either. I don't know why people want to live on the mountaintop. You don't get developed. You arrive on the mountaintop because you are developed. But they don't want to be developed. They just want to live on the mountaintop. Meaning you can get to a level and go no further. And what I'm witnessing, a lot of people have gotten to a certain level. They ain't got no further. They ain't changed not one bit. They wanted to be a minister. They wanted to be a deacon. They wanted to be an elder. They wanted to be an apostle. They wanted to be a pastor. They wanted to be a teacher. They wanted to be an evangelist. They wanted to open up their own business. They ain't got no more clients than they had when they first started. You understand what I'm saying? Because they got to a level that they thought was the mountaintop, and they didn't want to go through nothing no more, and they stopped growing. And David says, I thirst for you. In Psalm 42, you don't have to go there, but David says, as the deer panteth for the water, my soul longs after you. Why? Where he get that way? He got that way in prayer with God. So the point being, even when the devil was coming for David, David says, I give myself to prayer. When the devil is coming towards you, what should we do? We should give ourselves to prayer. When the devil is coming to you, what should you do? You should just isolate yourself from everybody. No, he said, I give myself to prayer. Sometimes you can't isolate. You got responsibilities. You can't isolate yourself. What should you do? Give yourself to prayer. That don't mean separating from nobody. You know, I heard this guy anyway. Clap your hand. Let my thought pass. So he says, they come up against me, I give myself to prayer. So he's saying that when the devil is bringing chaos into your life, the way you counter that is that you have to carry God's authority into that situation. So technically, you don't start off binding the devil. Technically, you don't start off pleading the blood. You give yourself to prayer first. And then when your spirit is conditioned right, then you carry God's presence. You carry his authority into that situation. Now you can take control of it. Is this making any spiritual sense to you? Because what you want to do, you want to get loud and just go off and tell, I plead the blood, I plead the blood. Somebody correcting you and you trying to plead the blood. What you plead? You need to wash your mouth because what they told you was actually right and you trying to plead the blood. Yeah, they was right. So you go into prayer first. Even if it's momentarily, what am I doing? I'm shifting myself out the way and giving God the ability to come in and do some things in my life. God getting ready to come in and walk into some of your situations. He gonna silence some of your demonic accusers. He gonna put you in a place where you can have peace in your home again. He's gonna break some of you out of limiting situations because you're gonna carry God's presence into that workspace, wherever it is that you're being pushed down and held down at. Watch this. And God is going to lift you up above your critics. It's amazing. People change when they go to work too. I don't even know why you need friends at work, because the people are paying you to work. Amen. Just be cordial. We don't have to be friends. You know, write my check. But God going to do it for you. Say, this means war. So whatever you're fighting in, whatever situation you're in, if it's folks or with the devil, carry God's authority into that and it'll work out. Say, work it out three times. If you carry his presence into that, you know why it ain't happened? You know, some of us are wrestling and struggle with some things. We not prayed about it one time. Not one time. I often wonder, brother, the people that I pray for at the altar for healing, I wonder if they ever prayed for themselves. One time. Mm-hmm. You touch and agree with people about finances. I wonder if they fasted and prayed for it one time. Say, today is your time. Stuck in struggles, hiding them from their husbands, hiding them from their wives, hiding them from their children, hiding them from the preacher. You can't hide from God, though, and have never, the person that really could deliver, never talked to God about it. Say one time, talk to God first. Say one time, cut your phone off. Don't take no calls. Don't call nobody. Call on Jesus. Don't ask nobody to help you. Don't ask nobody to go in prayer with you. Just go in there and tap into God's presence and then go back to the devil. If he's big enough to be standing there and say, now this means war. I'm going to carry God's authority into this fight. It's not me that you're dealing with. It's not by power, not by might, but by the Lord's Spirit. Say, talk to God one time. So before you do anything, what do? You pray before you fight. All these people talking about they in spiritual warfare and be getting their rump kicked. Spiritual lumps all over their head, nose twisted to the side, blood coming from everywhere. And they be acting like they winning. And you be looking at them, you be like, you're not winning. I'm telling you, I ain't trying to put you down, but you ain't winning. But you can win. I say, but you can win. What are you going to do? You're going to talk to God first. Don't go in there without a good trainer before you speak. What you going to do? Talk to God first. Before you leave the marriage, the military, this ministry, what you going to do first? He'll give you some clarity. Go to Matthew 6, please. Devils don't stop Christians. Devils, truthfully, ain't even supposed to beat Christians at anything. Amen. Because I could hear you. You started going back to times where you was in a fight and you got whooped. That ain't the standard. And what you were doing just there, just now, you was projecting your thoughts off on the whole congregation. But you supposed to win. Amen. If you ain't winning, then you ain't learning. You watched, you know, I like watching those reels sometimes, the boxing ones that come on Facebook. And one of my favorite guys is really like Muhammad Ali. Like really, he was brilliant. He knew how to get in the head of his opponents, which was one of his greatest attributes. He was very skilled and polished at what he did in his youth. But as he got older, his skills diminished, but his opponents didn't get weaker. They got bigger. They got stronger. They got faster. But yet he was able to go into a lot of these fights, and he could just outthink his opponent. He would do things at certain periods of the fight, or he would make them feel like they was winning the fight, because he knew when he was going to turn it on. He was very calculated in his energy. What am I saying? Some of us, we are wasting energy in the wrong spots. We're not calculated and we're not thinking. We're just going in it blindly and just doing whatever, trying to get the devil to concede. And so he tagging you. And at some point you have to learn what he's doing to you. And then you counter it. You got to do something to knock him off from doing what he's doing to you. I'm telling some of you, spiritually, you've been in this place too long to keep getting hit in the same eye over and over and over and over. You got to learn to be open to do something different in the realm of the spirit so you can counterattack. God is telling some of us, you need to go on a counterattack. You keep doing the same stuff. Tell somebody to say counterattack. Jesus talked to his boys in Matthew 6:33. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what does he say? All these things were what? Watch this. Anytime you want to, I guarantee this is half the people in church right now. Anytime you want to live under an open heaven, Sister Reese, you have to put God's stuff first. His will. It doesn't matter what your need is. Until you put his will above your need doesn't get met. No matter how severe it is, it don't get met. Now, what the devil does to people, he gets them to focus all of their energy and their time, their talent, even their prayers on themselves. Watch this. Or their children. Because this is you. And feel justified. But yet they got big needs. And God is saying, until you put my kingdom first, until you seek the kingdom first, because this is the only way that God really gets his will in the earth, Sister Tomlinson. A man must seek his, they must be seeking his kingdom first. The only way his will is done in the earth is that a man or woman has to seek his kingdom first, about getting what God wants to happen in the earth first. And then what God do? Didn't God take care of your stuff? Then what he do? Didn't God take care of your stuff? Then what he do? But he never going to take care of your stuff first. Never. I'm hurt so bad. I guess you should be listening to this then. I guess you came to church on the right Sunday. Shall seek the kingdom first. He says, and I'll add these things unto you. He says, take no thought for the morrow. This is for the morrow shall take thought for itself. Meaning a lot of time we be praying about stuff in the future and we getting our hiney kicked in the present. You got to survive today, baby. You got to survive this attack today. Ain't no guarantee the devil even gonna let you live tomorrow. You gotta worry about today, today. What you gonna do? Worry about today, today. What you gonna do? Worry about today, today. What are you gonna do? Fight today. Worry about tomorrow when I get to tomorrow. Tell somebody cross that bridge when you get to it. Tell somebody else, say cross that bridge when you get to it.
You ain't even nowhere near that bridge yet. You got miles to go to get to that bridge. Worry about today, today. So he's teaching his disciples because he says sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There's enough going, there's enough happening in your house this morning that we should have been seeking the kingdom. Amen. There's enough happening in your heart right now because you, there's a lot of people that say, but they are wicked. They are wicked. They'll get you. They'll pay you back. Don't cross them. They don't know nothing about forgiveness. They'll get you back because they're wicked. And saved. And he said, this guy got enough evil in it. And he's teaching his disciples about the kingdom of God and that his will got to be done what? First. In Luke 11, go there, please. You got to take care of his stuff. When you leave the house, what do you want me to do today? Where do you want me to go today? You see somebody in a store that's struggling? God, what do you want me to do? Is there anything I can do? Anything that you want to work through me to do for them? But you leave that way. You posture yourself. You think that way. When I leave, when I wake up, this is the day that the Lord has made. In other words, this is your day, God. How can you use my life? People only want to be used up here, though. That's the only place they want to be used is with a microphone. Is there enough stuff to do out there? Can we pull it off? How do we get empowered? I seek the kingdom first. That's how he orders your steps. I mean, the reality of it is people say, order my steps, Lord. They don't mean it. Because he'll leave you off the highways and he'll take you through the byways. He'll take you through a gutter, but them people ain't like us. Yeah, exactly. You with your high-minded, conceited behind. That's why God won't use you because you think you too uppity. You think you better than everybody else. You got too much. I don't want them in my car like that. You came from the hood. You didn't even have a car. And the one that you had, duct tape on the seats, a Spark-O-Matic system in the back, and a house speaker off the floor in your... But then he can't use you because now you done arrived. I was here, Lord. And Lord say, you're not with me. You're not with me. Action neighbor, they said this. Action neighbor say, who you rocking with? Who you rocking with? You ain't rocking with the Lord. Who you rocking with? Is that what they say now? What they say? You just as old as me. You don't know either. It fit. Luke 11. Prayer of intercession, prayer of supplication, prayer of faith. There's many types of prayer when you go back through the scriptures. But really, Jesus only talked about a couple. Don't mean that those are not applicable. But he basically, so he's talking about two types of prayer. Say two types of prayer. The first prayer meets the need of God. Sometimes he just wants your worship in prayer. It ain't always you with some long list. You just ain't worshiped in a while. And he's reestablishing with you just because you created his image. You're not God. And just because other people worship you, he never going to worship you. The creature worships creation. The creator, rather. Which is him. So the first type of prayer is that you meet, say that three times, meet the need of God, meet the need of God. Sometimes it's short, sometimes it's long. But you stay there till he finished with you. And the second type is basically prayer that meets your individual needs. Meet his stuff. He meet your stuff. Any other way, it don't work. If he did your stuff first, he would be esteeming you above him and his kingdom. He never going to do that. So he sets the order for us, and then Jesus is talking to them, and it said he came to a certain place. He was praying in a certain place, rather. When he ceased, one of his disciples, so he's close enough. Remember I talked about, they talked about this in Sunday school, that he's showing them a pattern to follow. And they came to him. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. All the stuff that they could have asked him for, they didn't. You better pay attention, because some of you, you better figure this stuff out quick, because you're going to be in a world of hurt. You better figure this out quick. Out of all the things they didn't ask, teach us how to heal. They didn't ask them, teach us how to multiply bread. I want to start a business. You know how much money you can make selling bread and fish in the desert? A lot. They didn't ask for that. Teach me how to open blind eyes up. Didn't ask for that. Peter asked him, you know, bid me to come to walk on the water, but none of the other fellas say, show us how to walk on water too. What they asked him? Nicodemus in John 3, I believe, is asking Jesus about his ministry, but really he didn't really care about that. Jesus is getting stuff done on a miraculous level that Nicodemus know the Bible? None of that happening. And Jesus is telling them, he says, when you pray, say. When you pray, say. Okay, so there are some times where it's intuitive, where it's spirit to spirit, and then the other times, because some of you, you think you're going to just get up in a silent prayer. Preach Holy Ghost. But he said, Sister Brooks, when you pray, say. Obviously, they're hearing him, and they asking him to teach us to do that. Jesus said, okay. He says, our Father, which art in heaven. What is that first piece? This first piece, our Father, which art in heaven, they're praying, because this is how you connect heaven to earth, is through prayer. You connect heaven to earth through prayer. Without that, heaven doesn't have the ability to come in. He gave dominion to you. And the devil is kicking your butt in a house God gave you because you don't know how to get heaven to earth. He making y'all sick as dogs up in there because you don't know how to tap in to get heaven to earth. You're broke as poor man's turkey because you don't know how to get heaven to earth. But I'm telling you, when you pray, say. What did he say? Our Father, which art in heaven, holy or hallowed be thy name, meaning that you take the things in the name of God seriously. Thy kingdom come, prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then, see all that? That's kingdom. Then he say, give us this day. That's you. Our daily bread, and forgive us, do what? Our sins, right? As we also forgive somebody else's indebtedness towards us. So stop right there. That's blocking the other 25% of the Christians out. There's only four types of ground. When you go in and you read the sower, only one group. So technically, you can come to church and three out of four people ain't going to get nothing. Only one type of ground got the seed that produced. They all got seed. Some's on thorns, some's on this, some on that. And the one that was planted in the good ground, the good ground is the heart that's open. Do you know people come to church and their heart ain't open to receive nothing? They are checking the block. They checking the block. They don't care what I say. They don't care what you say. They don't care what God say. They checking the block. And the reality is, based off the four types of ground, Jesus' record was, this is God manifest in the flesh. He said, and ain't nobody going to beat him. Only one out of four going to get something. Because they won't let the word get in. And the word that he stopped with, Brother Seal, is that when a person won't forgive a person, he says, of they stuff, he said, I'm not going to forgive you of your stuff. So now you're praying. Ain't nothing still ain't happening because he still got to deal with that. And he says, you're blocking my kingdom coming in your life. Why, Sister Tyra? Because you got unforgiveness in your heart towards somebody else. And that's the worst place to be, because you're not perfect and you're never going to be perfect. And you're always going to do something that results in some type of sin. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, but eventually. And God said, if you do it, he says, and lead us not into temptation. But what did he say? Get me out of this evil. God is getting some of us out of some evil. I say God is going to pluck some of us out of some evil. Some evil situations, some evil friendships, some evil. God is going to pluck some evil attacks, some things that the devil has done for y'all. Some of y'all have been dirty. Tell somebody, say, God going to pluck you out. God is going to deliver you. There are things that's been embedded in some of our hearts since we was children, because we come from homes that put that filth and garbage in our heart. And God is trying to deliver you out. That's why he sent you here. He says when he sends the word unto you, you can be delivered. Through the truth of God's word, you can be delivered. My mama, my daddy, talking about your mom and daddy was wrong. Jesus is right. I say Jesus is right. What gives you access? Go to 1 John 5. What gives you access to God? Huh? Kingdom-oriented prayers. What gives you access to God? Kingdom. That's why I don't typically like people who don't have enough scripture in them calling themselves coming up here freestyling. You know what I mean? When I say freestyle, they just going to pray what's in their spirit. They spirit empty. Of God's spirit. Okay, so what they going to pray next? No, listen. What they going to pray then? If a person's spirit is empty of the word of God, what are they going to pray then? They're going to pray out of their spirit. And the Bible says it's deceitful and wicked. Meaning sometimes people have the microphone and they'll be trying to manipulate you and coerce you with the microphone in their hand. And they call themselves, and they're not praying from heaven. They're praying out of their spirit, not God, their spirit. I don't have to shout if I don't want to. I don't have to get loud when you're praying just because you're praying. I don't want to be loud right now. So what they rely on, is this too simple for you? Do you already know it? Huh? Because the Patriots about to play. Yeah, people come to church to act like they know everything. Mm-hmm. So they don't. They know everything. They ain't open to the Word of God. That's why 3 out of 4 don't get nothing. Say, but I'm the one that's gonna get something. So I'm the one that's gonna get something. Kingdom-oriented prayers. So the book, the binder has prayer, but that's too corny for people. It get results for me. Amen. That's too corny for them. You know why? Because they want to be somebody that they saw that was full. David said, I have wrote your words on the tablets of my heart. That's why they can do that. But you don't spend enough time writing on, allowing God to write on the tablets of your heart. You need a list. Because if it's kingdom oriented, God will answer it. He honors his word above all other words. If it's kingdom oriented, I'm helping somebody up in this place. If it's kingdom oriented, you don't have to even shake or jig. You don't have to feel it at T-A-O. You just need to believe it. What kind of prayers will God answer? Kingdom-oriented prayers. I'm trying to get it in your spirit because some of you, oh my God. What kind of prayers do God answer? Yeah. John says, When you do this, it creates confidence in you. This all I know. This all I know. I don't know nothing else. I've spent more time doing this than any other thing in my entire life. Longer than I've been in the military. Anything. I've done this longer for the kingdom than any other thing in my entire life. This is all I know. And so what I had to learn, this was some of you better learn as well, is that you better learn how to research things just being taught to you for yourself so you can get confidence in it. If you don't have no confidence in it, if you don't have no confidence in yourself, let's just use you as an individual. There's a lot of things that you won't even attempt because you ain't confident in it. Potential ain't confidence. So people say, you got it. You got it. You can do it. You ever heard somebody say, you got it, girl. You got it. They're not finna do it. You know why? They don't have no confidence in it. So you can technically be reading the word, preaching the word to somebody. You know it'll work. You know if they did it, their life would be turned around. They won't do it. You know why? No confidence in it. They're not going to do it. One of the words was, everybody... I made an offer, mother. I said, everybody, I said, you can fast with me from 7. You don't have to. You don't have to do it every day. I said, from 7 p.m. to noon. Most days I go way beyond that. But everybody, that word was different for everybody. Some of us, Sister Baker, is because for health challenges. While you believe in God for healing, do you know, let's just use it just from a medical perspective. Not like I'm some doctor. How many medical people have been, you got halfway medical sense. Lift your hand. Just you know what I'm talking about. The rest of y'all, you better find out who them people is. But anyway, when you go into a hospital, most of the time, if it's something severe or if they do surgery on you, because it speeds up the healing in your body. So you praying for healing and God is telling you to fast so he can speed the healing up. You don't need a miracle. You need to just be obedient to what's been. For other people, it was different. Other people, it was an Isaiah 59 moment. They struggle with wickedness. They struggle with the Bible calls bands of wickedness. Like rubber bands this way and that way and this way and that way and this way. Bands of wickedness. And he says, you can break the bands of wickedness through fasting. They're not going to do it. Because they're trying to do it some other way. Say, God's way is the best way. God's way is the best way. Say, God's way is the best way. Some of you do need a miracle. A bona fide miracle. And God still do miracles. And Jesus said, why can we do certain things, Jesus? He said, because some things come by fasting and prayer. Some of the things God wants you to do is you got to combine fasting with it. Say, but either way, I'm going to get mine. How about you? Either way. How do you know? I got to be seeking God. Which one I'm supposed to be doing it in? I got to be asking God. If you can't dominate a cheeseburger, you can't dominate a devil. Amen. If you can't destroy McDonald's control over you, you're not going to destroy some sexual perversion or some drugs or some alcohol. You're not going to get free from it. But shout, I'm free three times. I just make me feel comfortable. At least I have to do an altar call. Shout it three more times. Because some of you ain't convinced. Just convince me. Give me something from down your belly. Because I sure don't feel like casting no devil out today. It's a hard weekend. Oh, you in 1 John 5. He's trying to give us some confidence in our prayer today. Mm-hmm. Hey. There are some of you, your greatest encounters with God, spiritually and naturally, was when your prayer life was strong. You just reflect, because I don't know exactly who I'm talking to. But really, you ain't seen nothing in, because you're too busy. But your greatest moves of God, I ain't talking about some soul-surging prayer to make everybody want to get up and shout if he was in the church. I'm talking about you and him. And you've been off the prayer horse for a long time. Because these demons will wear you out and make you exhausted. And then when you need to spend time with God, you ain't got no time. See, it stops today. If you would rekindle that, maybe somebody online, if you would rekindle that, you would see a total shift in your life. Three of you, if wouldn't nobody call you or come see about you, you would quit tomorrow. Hoo-wee. You would quit tomorrow. Because the key to God's presence is really prayer. You have to hunger and thirst for it. But you ain't hungry no more. Do you know, Sister Thomason, the less I eat, the less I feel hungry. After 72 hours, I don't know why I'm stuck on this fast. After 72 hours, if you drink water, all the food is out of your body. It's supposed to be. 73rd hour, you are not hungry anymore. A person, Brother Guest, could literally from that point go 3 more weeks. And people say, I don't know how you're doing it. You're going to die. They're not going to die. Their body is no longer craving food. When you don't hunger and thirst after righteousness, eventually your body loses, your spirit loses the hunger for it. And God say, you're not hungry no more. Tell somebody, say, break your spiritual fast. Break yourself. Give 3 people a high five. Say, break your spiritual fast. Break your spiritual fast. God trying to work a miracle in your life. Break your spiritual fast. Break your spiritual fast. Go to the word and gobble it up. Go to the word and gobble it up. Go to the word. Gobble. But you ain't hungry no more. You'd quit tomorrow. It'll be the worst mistake you ever made in your life. Look this way, please. It'll be the worst. It'll take you years, if not decades, to make it back. Now you think how a person's life would be. Not functioning with God for 3 years. Or 5 years, or 10 years. Do you know what the devil can do to you in 5 years? Say, but it ain't gonna happen to me. I ain't even got the 1 John. And then give no title. First John 5:14. Let me find a place to stop. Can you take a few minutes? Heaven has approved some of you. You can't hear though. My goodness. He has approved. There's some things you asked for in the past. It was delayed so long, you stopped talking to God. You was approved. But why didn't I get it? Because you missing delivery timelines. Everybody don't deliver like Amazon. Oh, you follow me? There's some of those carriers, and based off what the product is, it's only an exchange hand to hand. You got to be there to sign for it. They don't just drop it off and walk off. And some of you have been approved, but you've been out of place. You've been missing timelines for your delivery. Why? Because you weren't communicating with the source from the distribution point. Heaven is the distribution point. Heaven has approved you. Mm-hmm. You missing drop-offs. Why? You ain't talking to the distribution center. If you would talk to the distribution center, some of y'all look so funny. If you would talk to the distribution center, you know what your pickup point was at. But heaven, say, heaven has already approved me. And the devil can't deny me. Say, heaven is approved. And the devil can't deny. But he can delay. He can delay. This is a year of prayer. If you fine tune it, it'll be like none other. This is a year of prayer. Don't hide up under nobody. Some of them people don't pray until they come to church. Look this way, please. I ain't putting nobody down. I'm telling you the truth. They don't pray until they come to church. Don't hide up under nobody. Truth is, if they was praying for you like they said they was, you'd already had the breakthrough. If they were praying for you, Brother Jinte, did I say it right? That's what I said. Missouri slang. If they were praying for people the way they said, their warfare would have been over. Because intercession, true intercession, can prevent catastrophes from happening. But they lie still be getting wrecked. Because you was counting on them, look this way, to cover you. And they are not. If you would go into this year, just fine tuning that for your personal self, nobody else. Sounds selfish. You don't have enough for nobody else. Some of us don't have enough to help nobody else. You just got to survive right now. If your husband come on board, great. If not, the devil will know. The devil will drive him to you and he'll try to eat off your plate. Don't give him a whole bunch. You got to get enough on your plate first. If we do this on a personal basis, it'll be a year like none other. Spiritually, naturally, right? None of our chairs are ever supposed to be empty. None of these chairs should ever be empty. The devil only plucked people out because he know ain't nobody going to hold on to them. Come here. Grab her hand. He pluck them out. Pull her back. Try to pull her back. You can resist some. Don't let her pull you over. Because if you get hurt, I'm going to drag you right over to that battery shop. Right? He pull people out. He pull them out the pews because he know ain't nobody else going to be interceding to pull them. Every Sunday morning, they got an issue. Every Saturday, they got an issue. He know ain't nobody else going to be holding on to them. Right? They want to go, but he know ain't nobody else going to free them up. But then sometimes you find somebody who just know how to get it done. Drag the devil with you. We get him to deliver us too if we can. But then the other people who know, they got the spirit of Jesus. Jesus said, not one person that you gave me did I allow the devil to pluck out of my hands. Prophesy to that empty seat to your left and right. Shake somebody loose. Pray over the seat real quick. Pray all of them. Don't just look at it. Break somebody free. Some of them, they life depend on it. That's how bad this is. They physical life. I'm not talking about spiritual. They physical life depend on it. They know ain't nobody gonna do nothing. We're gonna do something about it. We're going to do something about it. But if you and I would just do our part, some of us have been under heavy burdens. Some of us have been under heavy burdens, like real stuff that could really like break a person's spirit. But if everybody was lifting and we was joined together, It'll make other people's burdens light around you. God gonna lift your heavy load. Tell somebody, God gonna lift your heavy load. I'm gonna help you this year. Say, God gonna lift your heavy load. Say, God gonna lift your heavy load. I'm gonna help you this year. This gonna be a year like none other for the people of God. Father God, we avail ourselves to you. We ask you to come and just work on our internal hearts, our inner man. Strengthen the inner man on today, God. For those that have under pressure and under stress, those who need release, those who need you to pour out into them, God, as we lift up holy hands, we ask that you download from heaven. For those that need instructions, clear instructions before making decisions, we ask that you would pour out from heaven right now. For those that are just down in their sanctified soul, reach your hand down heaven and touch them. Reach your hand down, touch them in the name of Jesus. Father, we give ourselves unto you. We avail ourselves unto you right now, God. We lift up our spirits unto you, God. Father, we need you. We need you now. We need you, Father. We need you. Strengthen your people. Strengthen our ladies for whatever reason. Strengthen our sisters right now. In the name of Jesus. Heaven say you can make it. Heaven said you can. So obviously you've been in yourself saying I can't. But heaven is saying you can. Heaven is saying that you're yet able. Heaven is saying that you can move past. You can move past. You keep saying I can't do it. But heaven is saying you can. Shout three times, I can do this. I can do this. I can do it. The Spirit of the Lord is helping you. The Spirit of the Lord is helping you. The Spirit of the Lord is helping you. The altar is open. If you want to come, you can come real quick. I don't have a lot of time today, though. Oh, real quick.